Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt es, Ksubes, Perik, Beis, Mishnah, Aleph. Ha'isha shenis armela, a woman, that became an almana, her husband passed away. Ha'shenis garsho, she was divorced. He aymer, she says, psula, nesasani. I was a psula. I was never married before. When you first married me. Now, in the case of divorce, she's saying that to her ex-husband. If she's an almana, she can't be saying it to her husband because her husband is an olam haba already, but she's saying it to the estate. She's saying it to his children, whoever's managing his money. That being that when I get married, I'm a psula, therefore, I get 200 zuz. Who I marry, he says. And again, in the case of divorce, maybe the husband himself. In the case of almana, it's the yarshim. No, that's not true. Kiel almana nesatich. When you got married, you were an almana. And therefore, your ksuba was only 100, half as much. Sakta Mishnah. Im yesh edim, if there are edim, if there are witnesses, they remember the day of their wedding. And the witnesses remember, sheyitzasa behinuma. What is hinuma? Two pshatim in the batanura. Some say it was a chuppah of hadasim that was made for psulas. Some say it was a veil that she placed over her eyes. But it was only done for a psula. Also, the Edom may remember the Veroisha Perua. Her hair was loose on her shoulders. That was the minik for psulais when they left her father's house to the house of the chasana. So if Edom remember, this is how she went out, from her father's house to her chasana's house, we're going to assume that she was a psula. Then ksubasa masai. Then her ksubas 200 says. Rabbi Yechon Mebroika says, Av chiluk kiloyes raya. Chiluk kiloyes means giving out roasted grain. You see, in the place of Rabbi Yechon Mebroika, the minik was to give to the children this roasted grain on the day that a psula got married. So if people remember that, we're going to assume she's a psula. Now, if there are no edim that saw these minhagim of a psula, and the shtar ksuba is lost, if we have the shtar ksuba, it would say. So then the husband or the husband's yarshim are believed, and she could only collect the mana. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph, a woman was either widowed or divorced. She wants her ksuba. Either she's demanding from the husband that divorced her ksuba, or where he died, she's demanding it from his yarshim. She says she was a psula, she's entitled to 200. The father or the yarshim say, no, you are not a psula, you're only entitled to 100. So what she has to do is, if she doesn't have the ksuba itself, she has to prove that the way she went to the chuppah was the way a psula goes to the chuppah. She went up to Hinuma. Again, there were two pshatim here, some say that there was like a chuppah of hadasim around her. It was wide on top, narrow at the bottom, and she like walked in the middle. Some say it was a kind of a veil. It's called hinuma from a lashon of tenuma. Sometimes the kala would doze off underneath it because her eyes were covered. So if she can bring Adam, that's how she came out from her father's house to the chasan's house, that would be a raya. She's a psula, and her ksuba is 200. Another siman is Rosh Prua, that her hair was loose. Yechon ben Breika says, even chiluk kaloyes raya, these are dried pieces of grain. They were dried in an oven. They were sweet. What Rabbi Yechon ben Breika was, they used to give this out to children when psulas got married. So she can bring an edim. That was the type of simcha she had when she got married. So then she's going to get her 200 zuz.